We continue in Pirkei Avos, and last week we began the Mishnah on Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 1, Mishnah 4, the statement of Yossi ben Yoezer. So remember again, Yossi ben Yoezer, Yossi ben Yochanan, Ishu Shalayim, and we're focusing on the statement of Yossi ben Yoezer, who spoke about the idea of making my home a gathering place for the sages, cover myself in the dust of their feet. We spoke about the different understandings and levels of explanation of these statements in previous shiurim, but what I want to focus you is on the last phrase of the Mishnah, "Ve'vishose betzama as divrehem," and drink thirstily of the words of the sages. Drink thirstily. Don't just drink the words of the sages. Don't just ingest the words of the sages, but drink thirstily the words of the sages. And of course, on a most basic level, the idea being that when you're thirsty, you can't get enough of what it is that you're drinking. When you're thirsty, you can't gulp down the cool liquid fast enough. So on the most basic level, Yossi ben Yoezer telling us, don't just imbibe Torah, don't just ingest Torah, don't just drink Torah, drink it thirstily. Drink it as if, mamish, you're dying of thirst. You can't get enough of it. You can't wait for it to fill you. Don't just go ahead and go through the motions of learning. Go through the motions of spiritual growth. Go through the motions of observance, but drink it in thirstily. Well, there's a beautiful idea that I saw by the Chida, Chaim David Azulai, one of the great Kabbalists, writes as follows. He says, Kimo Adam Hatsami Lamais. He says something amazing. He says, you know, like a person who is thirsty for water, Shim Yishte Harbei Bepam Echas Adol Hinozik. As nice as the imagery is of drinking down the water quickly and thirstily, if you drink too quickly, it's a choking hazard. If you drink too quickly, the liquid could go down the wrong pipe. He says, Ela, tov ba'ado lishtos kima kima. Rather in life, it's better to drink a little bit at a time. Kacha tenahig gam kishetelamid mi piarav. So should you conduct yourself when you learn Torah from your Rebbe. Al tachpots sheyashpia lecha harbe midai Torah v'chachma bas achos, mutav lamid ba'adjaga. So says the Chida, the same way that when you're very thirsty, although it's tempting to want to drink down, gulp down all the liquid at once, it's not good for you. It's not good for you. It could lead to a choking hazard. Rather, what should you do? Drink a little bit at a time. So too is the same with spiritual growth. As you drink in the words of your teacher, and as you drink in the words of your Rebbe, do so in smaller, incremental steps. He goes on, he says something so beautiful. Mashal l'tinok yonek mishtei imo. This could be comparable to a baby who's nursing from his mother. Asher im yavo lepiv kiluach chalav hari basachos. If the baby takes too much milk into its mouth at once, kol kiyumo kishuhu yonek la'at la'at, the mida um mishura. A baby has to nurse slowly and steadily, because too much milk at once ultimately could chas v'shalom lead the baby to choke. Says the Chida, this is the meaning of the Mishnah. Haveshose betzama as divrayim. When a person is thirsty, how do they drink? The reflexive reaction is gulp it all down. That could be a sakana, that could lead to danger. Rather, you take it a little bit at a time. The truth is, I would illustrate this a little bit differently. You know, if you ever have the privilege to be in Eretz Yisrael, so especially during the summer months, it gets very hot. And if you ever go on a tour, you ever go with anyone, every tour guide has the same spiel about drinking, staying hydrated. And it's interesting, how do you stay hydrated? Not just drinking when you're thirsty. It's not just, oh, I feel faint, I feel so parched, I'm going to drink a lot. It's drinking a little bit often. You drink throughout the day. That's how you keep yourself hydrated. Says the Chida, it's not just true with personal or physical hydration, but it's true with spiritual hydration as well. It's tempting to gulp everything down, just like the baby wants to keep drinking, but it's not good. The hadraga, slow, methodical, spiritual hydration is the same thing. The way to achieve sustained growth in life, says the Chida, is small, continuous steps. You know, in spiritual growth, very often we have these moments of incredible inspiration, like these bursts of inspiration. And in those moments, we want to do anything and everything. I'm going to take this on. I'm going to do this. I'm going to be better in this. And I have a life plan. And the life plan is like 3 million bullet points long. And what happens? You keep it up for a day. maybe two, maximum three. And then you usually spiritually flatline and usually regress to where you were before the moment of inspiration. And then it's even worse because I'm feeling bad about myself. I'm feeling down on myself. I don't feel good about myself. All of the difficult dynamics that we always live through. Instead, that's the chida. There's a better model. Drink like a thirsty person who wants to be hydrated. Drink like a child nurses from his mother. A little bit at a time. Slow and sustained. Don't wait till you're parched and then down a gallon of water. Drink a little bit every hour. Drink a little bit every couple of moments. Pace yourself in the right way. The key to spiritual success is figuring out the small steps that I could take and the small steps that are then sustainable. You see, a lot of times we're impatient. I don't want to take small steps. I want to take huge leaps because huge leaps are much more exciting. Baby steps are exciting for babies. Usually, again, adults, for it comes to adults, baby steps are not all that exciting. Adults, they want to sprint. We want to run. We want to take large steps and strides. And that's beautiful. And it comes from a holy place. The problem is that often it's just not sustainable. Beautiful, yes. Sustainable, no. But what is sustainable? Small incremental steps. So if I identify for myself, what small steps can I take today? But again, it's the small steps that I could take today and be assured that I could also take them tomorrow. And the next day and the day after, then sometime in a little bit later on, I'm going to figure out the next step. And that next step has to be something also I could take today and tomorrow and the next day. And sure enough, little baby steps combined to form adult steps. Adult steps combined to form beautiful strides. Strides combined to form a beautiful life journey. And before I know it, I've advanced so much. Engaged in so much dramatic, cathartic, personalistic movement. I'm closer to becoming the person I want to be and living the life I want to lead. But it doesn't begin with a large swig of a gallon of water. It begins with a sip, another sip, another sip. If you're spiritually parched, avoid the temptation to go ahead and drink all the water at once and then find yourself thirsty again an hour later. Instead, pace yourself. Engage in methodical, incremental growth and see how far you will progress on the beautiful journey of life. Drink the words of the Torah. Drink the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Drink the words of spirituality thirstily like a child nursing from his mother. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.